Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
Natural disasters often create a terrifying experience for most of the people, but how to deal with it is the most important thing to consider. Zulfia B, a University of the South Pacific student, shares her experience. Beck, who has been residing in Vakasini, Vanualevu for more than 20 years, says that she had never experienced anything like the recent cyclone in Fiji.
That was the worst experience of mine. I think my family has seen cyclones worse than this, but this was the worst for me. I had never seen something like Cyclone Yasa and Ana in my life ever. I don't know if I was small, I can't recall, but it was really fearful. It was on a big screen. It was really frightening and horrific. It rained all night non-stop, and the winds were really really damaging. And then the next morning we woke up, it got really calm and it looked like we were gonna have some sun out. When I went out, the view was so disturbing, I tell you. Overall, I think it was fearsome and something that many of us has not experienced ever. But from now onwards, I will surely take precautions.
Christine Pahulu, another student and resident of Suva, tells how she prepared for the cyclone.
Since we didn't have anyone at home to help, so I had to help my dad outside with putting up the shutters, climbing up the roof and trying to make sure that everything is secured and making sure to tie everything outside so it doesn't fly. And we made sure that we were stocked with food, water, and other necessities needed during the period of the cyclone.
The University of South Pacific Student Association Vice President, Shalvin Chand, tells how students can prepare and overcome challenges during cyclone.
Most important, I can say, advice to all students is that if you are more aware of the weather forecast and also keeping in line with the disaster management teams around the country, national, or in your own locality, of the prediction of the cyclone, how destructive it can be, and also how big is the cyclone coming towards and which is the path of the cyclone. Understanding these basic things, you can be well prepared of it. Something advice to students after cyclone who are facing difficulties in their studies, basically it's a natural disaster that is an occurrence matter. So basically you don't have to be more into that, but basically keeping yourself safe for the future itself. And then I'm pretty sure that understanding these basic things, the security of education after the cyclone can be achieved.